Ram Sundar is transcribing your talk with me.
I received your very kind letter about a week ago.
Now you are a very intelligent boy. You can try to understand this philosophy. It is very important. And preach. Our sense gratification, people are wasting so much time. They are not responsible. What is going to happen next life? But there is next life. Foolish people, they are ignorant, but there is next life. And this life is preparation for next. That they do not know. The modern education, university, they are completely in darkness about this simple knowledge. They are changing body every moment. That's the medical science. And after changing this body, we'll have to accept another body. How we are going to accept that body? What kind of body? This can be also known. It's like one is being educated. When he passes his examination, one can understand that he's going to be engineer or a medical practitioner. Similarly, in this life, you can prepare yourself to become something next life. Yes, you can decide. Just like we have decided, next life we are going to Krishna. This is our decision. Back to home, back to father. Just like you become educated after decision that you are going to be engineer, you are going to be medical practitioner. And in that objective, you prepare yourself, educate yourself. Similarly, you can decide what you are going to do next life. If you don't decide, then material nature will decide. Just like a boy is not nicely educated without any future objective. The government will decide. If he is a criminal, then government will decide, go to jail. And if he is nicely educated, the government will decide, he takes this job. Everything is like that. We have got our future, life. And if we don't prepare what is that future life, then we are like animals. The animals will do not know.
Well, how can I know if I wasn't Krishna conscious?
Huh?
If I was, how can I know if I wasn't Krishna conscious in my last life?
Therefore, you are giving me the chance to become Krishna conscious.
Could I have been in my last life?
You may not be. It doesn't. But you can become, take advantage of our Krishna consciousness moment.
She's asking if it was possible in her last life she was a Krishna devotee in her last life.
Mm-hmm.
And come back again. If you're a Krishna devotee, come back again.
When one is perfectly Krishna devotee, he may not come. But if there is little deficiency, then there is possibility of coming back. But even though there is deficiency, he comes back to nice family. Suchinam Simotam Vihi Yoga Prashta Sanjaya. What is this? Human intelligence can decide for future. That is human intelligence. Animal cannot decide. We have got that discriminating power developed. I shall do this, I will be benefited. If I do this, I shall not be benefited. This is there in humanness. So we have to do this properly. We should know what is our goal of life and decide it. That is human evil. What is that? So, keep it and frame it and keep it in my room.
Should the painters, should they paint with type of pictures?
Yes, I know.
They can distribute to the countries?
Yes. Not all family members.
Just
simply Guru Maharaj. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Not that all family. Not
good. Have you ever shown a picture?
Yes. Daily, every moment.
But not in relationship, not
in the body? No. He has no material body.
Well, in the temples there, they have pictures. Of Krishna.
That is not material. You are seeing material. Because you have got material eyes. Because you have got your material eyes, you cannot see his spiritual force. Therefore, he kindly appears to be in material form so that he can see. This is it. Because he has kindly made himself just fit for your seeing, that does not mean he has material body. That's right. President Nixon, if he kindly comes to your house, it does not mean that his position and your position is the same. It is his kindness. Out of love, he may come to your house. But that does not mean he is on the same level with you. Similarly, because we cannot see with our present eyes what is Krishna, therefore Krishna appears before us as painting, as made of stone, as made of wood. And Krishna is not different from these paintings and wood, because everything is Krishna.
After we go, what happens to us?
We get another body?
Immediately?
Yes. After you, just like you change your apartment, you fix up your apartment first. Then you leave this and go.
We won't know it.
Huh?
We wouldn't know it.
Yes, we'll know it, provided you are qualified. Otherwise, nature will learn from. Those who know, they know what is there. But those who do not know, the nature will learn. You do not know means you have not prepared your life. So, accidentally, at the time of death, your mentality will create another body and nature will supply.
And
what is chanting? That you can ask big boys, they will instruct you.
Could you tell me what is the difference between Krishna controls everything. So how is this, does Krishna control a non-devotee?
By Maya. By, just like government controls everything. The criminal is controlled by the police department.
And how does Krishna control a devotee?
Just like he controls your beloved. Just like you have got his beloved child, he controls for his benefit. If he is going to touch fire, he immediately says, no, no, my dear child, don't touch it. Say, Krishna conscious person devotee is never misled, because Krishna is always guiding. Whereas those who are not Krishna conscious, they are in charge of Maya, and Maya will do the needful as yet.
Is it preset when we're born, the time that we'll die? Is the time that I'm going to die, and everybody will die, preset before they're born? Do I have, when I'm born, do I have a certain given lifespan?
Yes.
You cannot change that?
No. He can answer, but it's not answer.
If you commit suicide?
Then?
If somebody commits suicide, then it's also preset.
Yes, not preset. That you can do, because you have got independence. It is not natural to commit suicide. It is unnatural. So, because you have got independence, you can go from nature to unnature. And we shall be prepared for that. Just like a prisoner cannot go out of the prison house, naturally, but somehow or other he arranges to jump over the wall and go down. Then he becomes again criminal, but further in prison. Naturally, the prisoner cannot go out of the prison house. Somehow or other he manages to go out. That means he becomes again criminal. He'll be again arrested and his karma in prison will increase or he'll be punished more. So naturally he cannot violate the destiny. But if he grieves, then he's sorry. But our destiny can be changed by Krishna when we are Krishna. That we do not do, but Krishna is. Krishna says, Aham tam sarva papi bhama prasya. I shall give you protection. So that change takes place for my protection. By there are two stages. From devotee and below. The non-devotee is under the control of material nature. And devotee is under the direct control of Krishna. It's like a big man. In the office, there are many employees. They are controlled by different departmental superintendents. But the same man at home is controlling his children directly. The controller, his controller goes in the office and factory and home. But at home, his controller directly. Outside home, his controller indirectly. But his controller called home. Similarly, God is controller always. When one becomes devotee, he is controlled directly by God. When he is non-devotee, he is controlled by his agent. Maya. But he has to be conscious. That's why every citizen of America is controlled by the law. When he's told that his civil department controls him. When he's not all right, it's criminal department. But he cannot say that I am not controlled. That is not says, I am not control, he is not sane. He is crazy. Everyone is fine. So either you be controlled directly by God, or you be controlled by His agency. Being controlled by Maya destroys your life. That means you remain in the material existence, one after another, simply change your body. But if you give yourself to be controlled by God, then after this body, you go back to home, back to God. Then your life is alive. You cannot be without being controlled. That's not possible. Therefore, one is intelligent, he puts himself under the control of God directly. That is intelligent. And that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhavanam, Janmanam, Anti, Janavan, Mana, Prabhupada. After many births of struggling or speculation, one surrenders unto me. Vasudeva, Krishna, you are Sam. Accept me, I am now fully surrendered unto you, and you control me. Because I am controlled, so soon I am being controlled by this existence. So there is no benefit. I have been controlled by my senses. So under the control of the senses, I have had family, society, so-called family, society, country, nation, up to starting the job, but nothing has given me the satisfaction. Therefore now I have got strength, good strength. I put myself under your control. Instead of being controlled by dog, let me be controlled by God. This is Krishna consciousness. You have not seen that how he is controlled by a dog? In this way, the dog stops, passes through, yes, I stand. Is it not? He passes through, his urine, and the master, he thinks I am master, but he is being controlled. There is Maya. He has become servant of God, but he is thinking that I am master. This is Maya. This is Maya. Unless one is Krishna conscious, how can I understand? We can understand that the rascal is being controlled by this dog, but he is thinking that he is the master. We can understand. What do you think? Does he not become controlled by the dog?
That's very true.
Huh? He is thinking that I am master of the dog. A family man is controlled by his wife, by his children, by his servant, by everyone, but he is thinking, I am master. President Nixon is thinking, he is master of his country, but he is controlled. At once he can be peaceful by the public. His servant. And he takes that position, placing himself that I will give you very good service. I shall be a first class servant. Therefore people vote me. All likely to come. And in advertising, relate me. That means he's servant. But he's thinking I'm master. That is the position. Maya. One who is controlled by Maya, he is thinking himself master, but he is servant. And a devotee can never think himself, I am master, I am servant. That is the difference between Maya and not. He at least knows that I am never master. I am always servant. But these rascals, they think that they are master, they are actually their servant. That is the difference. When a servant is thinking I am master, that is called illusion. And when a servant thinks I am servant, that is not illusion, that is mukti. That is liberation. Because he is not controlled by false thought. try to think about this argument. A devotee is never at control of a false thought. He knows his position. Sarupena avasthiti. Mukti, liberation means we situated in his own constitutional position. That is called mukti liberation. I am servant, so if I know that I am servant, that is my liberation. And I am servant, if I think I am master, that is his bondage. That is the difference between conditioned life and liberated life. So these Krishna conscious devotees, they are always thinking that they are servant of Krishna. Therefore all they are all liberated. They haven't got to endeavor for liberation. They are already liberated. Because they are situated in their constitutional position. They are not artificially thinking that I am master. Otherwise everyone is thinking, I am master. Everyone is thinking. That is illusion. You cannot be master in any stage of your life. You must have to remain servant. That is your position. But when one thinks artificially that he is master, that is his condition. And when one voluntarily surrenders to the Supreme Master, that is his liberation. Devotee hasn't got to try for liberation separately. As soon as he surrenders to Krishna, or Krishna's representative, he is liberated.
People that engage in our religion by Jesus priests and other people, they claim that Jesus is guiding them. Can this be so?
Yes, but they're not taking the guidance. That's why the Christians, Jesus guiding him. That's how lucky, but that kills. But where is the Jesus guidance? Simply by saying, I am guided by Jesus Christ, we do. But I don't care for his words. Is that guidance? So, nobody is being guided by Jesus Christ. That false thing. It's very hard to find out a man who is actually being guided by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's guidance is open there, and nobody is caring for him. They are taking Jesus Christ as a contractor to pick up their things. That is their philosophy. They promise all kinds of things and poor Jesus Christ who is irresponsible. That is their belief. Therefore they say, oh, we have got very good believer. For all our sinful activity, Jesus Christ is God. Very good believer. They have no sympathy for Jesus Christ. Once he has died for our sins, why should he commit again sins? Such a great life has been sacrificed for our sins. That is guided by Jesus. But if we take it otherwise, we shall go on committing all sins. And Jesus Christ has made contract that he nullify all my sins. Simply I go to the church and confess and come back and again do all nonsense. Do you think it is very good intelligence?
No.
He actually one is guided by Jesus Christ, he will get liberation, certainly. But it is very hard to find out a man who is actually being guided by Jesus Christ.
What I think about is the Jesus priest is people that, young people that have joined the Jesus movement. They read the Bible very often. They try to...
But he is violating injustice. And then how they can keep if they have fallen into violence.
I asked one this and he said he claimed that Jesus was also eating meat in the Bible.
But that's all right. He may eat anything. he is powerful, but he has ordered Dasanatke. He must stop him. He is powerful. He can heal the whole world. He cannot compare with Jesus Christ. He cannot imitate Jesus Christ. He shall have to abide by his order. That is your position. Then you are guided by Jesus Christ. That is actually obedience. You cannot imitate. That is explained in Bhagavad. Those who are Ishvara, those who are in power, they may do anything. But we cannot imitate. We have to abide by his power. What he says to me, that I have to. You cannot imitate. If you say that this is that he ate me, admitting that, in what condition he ate me, if you do not know, then Jesus Christ is contradicting his statement. He is eating himself, me, and is advising others not to kill. Do you think Jesus Christ is contradicting?
No.
He cannot do that. That is real faith in Jesus. He cannot do that. So, why he has eaten me, he knows. But he has asked me not to kill, I have to come. That is the understanding. You are not Jesus Christ, you cannot do that. He has sacrificed his life for God. Can you do that? So why you have imitated this? You are imitating Jesus Christ for eating me. Why not imitate Jesus Christ, sacrifice your life for spreading God's consciousness? What do you think, Chaitanya? Yes, when a priest, he can share all these things with so-called Christians. So what you are doing for God? Pidyasam Radhusan. That is sun. The sun is absorbing urine. Are you drinking urine? If you want to imitate sun, oh, here is sun absorbing urine. Let me drink urine. Can you? Pidyasam Radhusan. He is fast. He does well. Therefore, we cannot imitate. We have to simply abide by his order. That is the ultimate. You cannot imitate part. That is wrong. Respect. In our Vedic literature, there was a poison ocean. So, what people became puzzled what to do with this demigod. Then Lord Shiva said, I'll drink it. So he drank the whole poison ocean and kept it in his throat, Nilakanta. Now you drink poison, not the ocean, you take one cup. So how can you imitate Lord Shiva? Lord Shiva never advised that you drink poison. So you have to abide by the advice, not by imitating. Oh, Lord Shiva, just like this LSD and marijuana, they say something. Lord Shiva is a small ganja. They say like this. Lord Shiva drank the whole poison ocean. Can you do that? Lord Shiva's instruction to Jesus, he said, the best worship is to worship Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhanam Param. When he was asked by Parvati. So, what method of worship is first class? Then he said, first class worship is worshiping Lord Vishnu. Vishnu aradhanam param. Tasmat paratanam devi turiyanam aradhanam. He said, the Vishnu worship is the best. There are many demigods, but he recommended Vishnu worship is the best. And the better than Vishnu worship is to worship Vishnu. Turiyanam aradhanam. Turiya means his servant, or one he, or what he is in relationship with. Just like we are worshipping this plant, Tulsi. We are not worshipping all plants. But because this Tulsi has very intimate connection with Krishna, we should therefore use it. Tadiyam aradhanam. Similarly, anything which is intimately related with Krishna, worship of that thing is better than worship of Vishnu.
Why is that? Why is that? Because
Krishna is pleased. Just like if you have a dog and some friend come and touch your dog, you become pleased. You become pleased. He's my good friend. You see, I will say, that some friend comes and friends the, they friend mice, I have a nice dog. आप सब किधर से?
बम्बई.
अच्छा, बम्बई से. अच्छा, भगवान के दर्शन किए आप लोग?
आए थे, और हमारा ऐसा सौभाग्य हो गया कि आप ही यहाँ बता रहे
हैं. हाँ, आज अभी जा रहे हैं लंदन.
इनका नाम कृष्णा है.
अच्छा,
कृष्णा भाई.
ये लो सब आप और सब ब्रांच में हम लोग गए थे.
नहीं, मैं तो न्यूयॉर्क में था, इसलिए पेरिस में था.
पेरिस में और लंदन.
लंदन
में अब देखिए ना, ये लोग को समझाने के लिए दिमाग लगाना पड़ता बहुत. एक एक को समझे. अब इनको समझा रहा था क्यों तुलसी को क्यों हम लोग पूजा करते. ये तुलसी है. हमारा जन्म स्थान कलकत्ता है. बाकी हमारे बम्बई में है, जुहू में.
हाँ,
नहीं, बम्बई में हमारा सेंटर है, जुहू में. 20,000 या स्क्वायर जगह हम लोग लिया. ऐसे मायापुर चैतन्य महापुर का जन्म स्थान वृंदावन में. आप न्यूयॉर्क में कोई काम करते हैं?
हाँ, मैं 3 साल से यहाँ हूँ.
अच्छा,
पहले इंश्योरेंस का काम करता था, अभी एक्सपोर्ट इम्पोर्ट का काम करता हूँ.
बिजनेस ठीक है. ठीक है,
अरे
जब आपको फुर्सत है आइएगा कैंप में।
आप जा रहे
हैं? हाँ, उधर रथ यात्रा होगा लंदन में बराबर रथ यात्रा होता है। अरे तीन चार सैन फ्रांसिस्को में होता है और जगह में होता है। कम से कम एक महीना लगेगा। लंदन से पेरिस जाएंगे, मास्कल जाएंगे और हो सकता है नैरोबी, उधर भी हमारा मंदिर है। आपका गुजरात भी उधर बहुत है।
भागवत का भी ऐसे
सब ऐसी है, सब मंदिर है, भागवत पाठ हो रहा है, भगवत गीता।
यहाँ किसी को भागवत का प्रचार करने को भी आना हो
और
किसी को कुछ बोलना हो तो यहाँ जगह मुख्य
भागवत का प्रचार तो हम ही लोग करते हैं।
हम लोग साथ ही रहते
हैं। एक श्लोक समझ लेंगे तो आपका जीवन बीत जाए। ये सब प्रोफेशन वी डोंट एंटर। वो भागवत सुनाता है सारा जीवन और उनको भागवत सुनता भी है सारा जीवन, वो किसी का कुछ होता है, वो जहाँ का तहा है। तो दिस प्रोफेशनल विल नॉट हेल्प अस। Just taking them as profession, as you're doing business. Taking them as that. Maaf ki lega, Maharaj. What is that telling us?
A group in Cleveland, Ohio. There's a colored lady who's leading a group and addressing the ladies and sarees. And
that's trend then.
They're giving some disturbance to the center there. And they are here. They've come to New York.
So, what did they want?
They want to see you.
Why? He's not my student. So, the Jewish members may see him. Do they need to? In all affairs, how can I see everyone?
No, I don't think you should. You asked them what they wanted.
Hey, everyone wants. But how can I see everyone? due to something.
So you will come for Janmashtami without fail.
Nanda Kumar, ask Nanda Kumar. You have taken everything, packed.
Almost finished, I've got about 5-10 minutes.
So what is the key of the almirah? Yeah. And you have got one?
No, that turned out that other key was the same make of key, but it didn't fit the slot.
Alright. Then, what is the, where is the pen?
The proposition gave you?
Yes.
I have that packed in this case.
Yes, sir. Please. Everyone is that. That's Christian. Oh, what? What Christian you are? You're disobeying the orders of Jesus Christ and the Christian. This is it. We don't say that because you're Christian you cannot love God. We simply say that you are not following. If you follow, then you can learn also how to love God. I never said, there are so many questions by following the subject, you can attain perfection. Yes? Anyone will do.
So shall I take the passport now?
Yes.
And health card?
Yes. So here is my passport. And here is my health card. Is that all right?
Yes. Do you want to turn your meeting?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Two press. What? Water. That's all right. Now, who can tell you? Vishnu. Where is Vishnu? Who can tell you?
Vishnu.
And who can distribute among us? Where is my, that wrapper? Yes. So the detail is open?
Yes.
So I go and see the detail and from that door I can get out.
I see. I will ask.
Yes. Ready?
No, sir.
So ask them to keep my warm cloth out, otherwise I may require this. At least one sweater, one wrapper. says that our grandson about Christianity is all that. Hey, what is Christian? Simply by saying that I am Christian.
There is no Christian.
There is no Christian. Otherwise, there is no difference between Christianity and our religion. We are Christian, we are Christian. And Christ comes from the word Christo. So, if they actually follow the commandments given by Lord Jesus Christ, then the world will change. Paul says, even Jesus Christ is me. You cannot meet it. You have to follow him.
Yes, but then I have found that the best argument is you pass it.
Yes.
Truth.
Yes. Special God?
Yeah. None of these religions have produced the sannyasi. None of them. The person who is detached from the real
life.
And that's why it is true. This Bhagavad Gita, who has to come. And now, we don't want this professionalism. We want men who have sacrificed their life for God. We want such men. Not professional. The so-called priests, they are professional. They are earning money. That's all. They see, they are, the communities are earning money by their business. It has become a business. Everywhere. Religion has become a business. Huh? What charity they can do? It's also a loophole, that's all. We are making charity. And that feeling you're playing gambling.
In the church.
Huh?
Bingo.
Bingo.
I've seen it. They describe, the book describes all our...
And 500 priests are in hospital. But they're drinking heavy. 500 or 5,000. Huh? You know that? Yes, Brahmananda Jain, you're cutting from newspaper. 500 or 5,000 priests are in the hospital to cure of their drinking. Eh? Eh? They're drinking, they're eating meat, they're gambling, and they are in illicit sex, and they are preaching. And we say, first of all, stop these things, then train yourself to be religious. Ask God first. You cannot indulge in all these things. Oh, you have kept my one cloth outside? Because I am requiring you. So, we don't want to enter into arguments, but we must know. But if somebody comes to arguments, we have to say, what can be done? We say that you follow Christianity in perfect order, still you can put it. That is it. Our test is whether advancing in God consciousness. That is our test. You follow Christianity or Mohammedanism, anything you follow, you don't mind. Whether you are developing your God consciousness, love for God, that is our thing. But if your process has failed, then you can try this. And you see, in our process, within so short time, how they are becoming God consciousness. You have to admit. And they admit also.
And I'm getting young.
Yes. very young. That's from the womb of the mother. Yes? Yes, I'm ready.
These are now little bigger. These buildings here, those big square ones.
Ah.
They're much taller than the Empire State Building.
Luggage is arriving a little bit later. Different flight.
Ah.
It was not time to get
a plane. But, he gets,
he has the chicken.
Can you do that?
Thank you.